that son of a bitch.
Not a TV guy. Just TV's not my thing. I don't do that. Right?
Yeah.
But when the Rangers come calling, look who runs in there. Where do I sit? Where's my shirt?
I love the Rangers.
Can I have a shirt?
We can go in there asking for a shirt. I could use some baseball.
Oh, he was so excited.
I didn't go in there wondering where I sat.
Finally,
or anything.
I can talk baseball.
A little tinkle in the front of his pants.
Oh. Either that or the most...
Might have been a full-blown river.
Or the most giant erection we've ever seen him have.
Oh, my God.
Should we get that?
That's too late. It's a fun erection, not one of a serious one.
It's a metaphorical erection.
Right.
It's a baseball weenie.
So you were, I know, no doubt, just pumped up to do this. Nervous at all?
Well, I didn't know exactly what it was going to be. I mean, I thought it was just going to be good times talking a little baseball with Josh and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was it. That would have been great.
I can't remember any ticket host being offered this opportunity.
I guarantee you, any ticket host that goes out there will be offered that opportunity.
I was there last night. I wasn't offered that.
Well,
Corby Davidson of the ticket.
Besides, you've had your Ranger TV time.
Yeah, right.
But I guarantee you, anybody who goes out there will get to do the same thing.
I don't know, man.
Sure they will.
I don't know.
No, they will. Believe me.
All right. So,
like you say, those boys are looking to burn segments.
Where did you sit? Were you in between
Josh
and Tom? Oh,
in the middle.
He was the star. Did he look okay? Did he look out of place?
He looked like Mike. So, yeah, very out of place.
Did you feel out of place? Or did you feel like right at home?
Neither. I felt like I was just going to go in there and talk to Josh and Tom, and that was it.
Or did you feel like this was fine? This was his birthright.
No, he was meant to do that.
To do Rangers television.
No, I did not feel like that.
It's about time you got me up here.
So, at what point did you know you were going to be doing play by play? Was that sprung on you? Because that's what it looked like. That it was essentially Josh is like, well. Now with the third inning, here's Mike.
Don't lie. It had to have been set up.
Well, right before we came back on, Josh said, "Do you want to do some play-by-play?"
Mm-hmm.
And I just went, "Nah, I don't want to do that. I just want to talk with you guys." And then I thought that would be it.
No, the issue was pressed.
Yes.
And it was the fastest acquiesce I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I mean, okay. You know, you don't have a lot of time to beat around the bush.
Yeah. Why would you want to?
So you didn't
want to
argue with him at all?
Well, I mean, if I did, it would have bogged things down. I wasn't going to bog things down for sure. I mean, he really seemed to want me to do it.
This is a man that sought a play-by-play job in Frisco.
That's true.
You think he's not going to jump on an opportunity with the bigs?
No,
I didn't.
This was your cup of coffee, Holmes.
Step aside, Lewin.
I got this.
Let the big dog eat.
No, I didn't seek a play-by-play job in Frisco. I was the color guy up there, I'll have you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when we come back, we will listen to... What inning was this?
It was in the top of the fifth.
Like he's struggling to remember. Mm-hmm. That'll be etched in his brain. It'll probably be on his headstone.
Actually, I can't hardly remember anything that happens, and I'm remembering less by the second.
Well, you're about to get a big reminder next.
Mike Reiner, top of the fifth inning, Ranger TV, next.
Look how stately and patriotic you look in this shot with the American flag behind you.
I do. Like politics.
Mike, we're happy to have you up here because you like baseball.
I love baseball, Tom. I love the great game.
That's why we like your show.
Kepinger sends one to right in what, of course, is going to be the shortest half inning of the entire year now that the great Ray Wolf is
mercifully.
Here. No, not mercifully. We're going to keep you for the bottom if it keeps going like this. Miguel Tejada coming up. Now, you actually did a year of the Frisco Roughriders. Their inception, they said, come on in. And
yes.
I thought you did a great job at that.
It was a lot of fun. I did color with Scott Garner the first year of Roughriders baseball up there. I learned a lot about doing this. I learned that it's not anywhere near as easy as it looks, but it was big fun. I really enjoyed it.
I would think the hard thing about minor league baseball, at least in the big leagues, you know the players.
Yeah, you know the guys.
You know who they are. Minor
you know the guys.
I'd say a good percentage of them you never even heard of before.
There were a few times when we had to go down to the visiting play-by-play guy when they'd change pitchers or something. I'd have to run down there and say, who is this? And a lot of the time he'd say, I don't know.
Awkward laughter.
Two balls, no strikes to the normally free-swinging Miguel Tejada.
All right, here, pause it here. This is really weird because you know how when if you're just doing a show, like we're doing a show, and you can talk whenever you want, you can say kind of whatever you want and not have to worry about what's going on outside. But in this case, you're trying to talk, but you really don't know when you should talk, right? Because they're doing their jobs.
We obviously talk in between pitches.
Yeah, I know. But you don't want to overstep your...
Well, you're the guest. You talk when you are spoken to. But in a matter of seconds, there would be a little bit of role reversal, and frankly, I wasn't sure what I was then.
Oh, this is tasty.
But the count goes to 3-0. If he reaches, by the way, you're doing play-by-play for Carlos Lee. You know
no,
that, right?
No.
Well, I'm
Josh, that's why you're here. You're Josh.
Well, you're Mike. What's on Mike's mind? We're about to find out right now as Miguel Tejada walks.
Oh, you're sorry. I'm giving it to you for this.
I look forward to it. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is Mike Wynn.
All right, Carlos Lee, the big right-hand slugger, stands
all right,
now, in
stop
now.
Stop it right there.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
I don't know.
What?
Argue.
No. That would have only bogged things down. I couldn't. I mean, Josh was intent on this.
What would you have done?
I would have done play-by-play.
You would have?
Like a MF-er. But I would have done it like we do in spring training. Carlos Lee steps into the batter's box.
He's a big dungaree. All right, go ahead. Let's hear it.
All right, Carlos Lee, the big right-hand slugger, stands in now. Two outs. Tejada on first. Harrison's pitch count is up to 70.
Oh.
Here in the top half.
Are you charting?
Comes at the pitch, swung on, driven out toward right field, but that's curving foul. Davis over, gives chase, watches it go six rows back.
All right, hang on.
He's not doing radio play-by-play.
That was the very big error I made in this.
Okay, is that what you were telling me out there?
Yes.
Because everyone's watching on TV, and normally it's just kind of, you know, Pat Summerall was the best.
Right.
Because it would be Aikman, Irvin, touchdown. And that's all you would know, you know, because you could see what was going on. But in radio, that's a different ball game.
No, in radio, you might say something like that. In TV, there is no reason whatsoever to. This might have been all right if I would have talked about 30 to 40% less than I did.
Okay, go ahead. Now I'm nervous.
0-1 to count on Lee, who homered his last time up.
In your job now, are you living a dream? Is that what you wanted to do growing up?
I wanted to do something like that. Uh-huh. Something like this or like that. That's what I fell into. The pitch is just off the inside corner.
Very nice.
1-1 on Lee.
Shut up, Tag.
Former Ranger great.
I got this.
Also a former Milwaukee Brewers great. Well.
Genius.
Well, I can't believe you had the wherewithal for that.
Next pitch swung on. Squib down the first baseline, but that tails off foul. Davis lunges, picks it up, and underhands it into the stands.
See, that's more radio there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would it be at all uncomfortable if I put my hand on your knee right now?
What?
I can roll with just about anything.
I'm afraid I'm going to
have
to. I
mean, if you're already laying this thing, go ahead.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave if that happens.
Wait, and stop it right there. What was that?
I don't know. I think it was Josh trying to shoot Mike's wheels off with a little homoeroticism.
Would it be okay if I put your hand up? Really?
Hand on your knee.
The change is underway.
I can pretty much roll with anything.
Whatever you want.
Hell, I like all flavors.
You look a little Islander yourself, Josh. God, that's weird. You mean, okay, all right. So as much as you were kind of, you were diving into the radio scene, you know,
right,
doing play-by-play. Josh dove into the ticket booth.
Yes, he's doing bits.
Yes. Essentially, we traded places.
Yeah. That is great.
All right, go ahead.
Next pitch swung on. Squib down the first baseline, but that tails off, foul. Davis lunges, picks it up, and underhands it into the stands.
Would it be at all uncomfortable if I put my hand on your knee right now?
All uncomfortable?
I can roll with just about anything.
I'm afraid I'm going to
if you weren't already laying this thing, go ahead.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave if that happens.
The homo is going
to be very uncomfortable.
Just throwing it out there.
3-3, top five. Here's the pitch. Inside. It is 2-2 on Lee. The outfield playing Lee fairly deep in left. Not so much in center, right. They shade him around a little bit toward left. Harrison ready and the 2-2 pitch. Up high, ball three.
This is awesome. It's the longest at bat of the night.
I'm hating this.
Come on.
No, I'm not, Josh. That's why you do this. You're where you should be.
Don't underestimate yourself. You're doing great.
Harrison ready. Here's what they call the payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen.
Best thing is your show's going to have some ammunition for tomorrow's show.
Tell me about it. I'm squirming already. Well, what I want to know is, have you gotten a Kingston Trio reference out of him tonight?
No, Tijuana jail, nothing.
All I know is if they come to town, you told me.
That's right. We're going.
Because I don't know anyone else that'll go with me.
That's right. Wow. I surely will. We're going.
All right. Well, if you see they're here before I do, you let me know.
I will be on it. Here's the pitch. Lee swings, hits one hard and foul.
More foul
balls. Aren't they dead?
Aren't they dead?
What is the death count in the Kingston
team? I don't know.
There's only three of them, so.
Well, maybe it'll be like the new Kingston Trio.
Here is the 3-2 pitch on the way again to Lee, and it is just off the inside corner, ball four.
We have a whole nother batter to deal with.
Oh, you did two?
All right, I am so ready for this.
Well, what do you got for us, Mike?
Let's go to Jim Knox.
Yeah. Boy, what an honor. Mike Reiner throwing it to me. I can't believe we got Mike Reiner in the broadcast.
Yeah,
we love that guy. All right, Cruz Corner right here. How'd this come about?
Well, we just wanted to show some support for the newest Rangers superhero here, Nelson Cruz, because everyone already knows the greatness of Ian Kinsler and Michael Young and Josh Hamilton going to the All-Star game last year. And we think it'd be great if Nelson could make it out this year because he's having an awesome year. Did you see that last inning? Hit his 18th home run of the year, leading the team in home runs, and we're trying to spread some awareness for Nelson Cruz up here.
All right, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a school teacher in McKinney.
Can you believe that, Reiner? A school teacher? Oh, Reiner's dead, but
yeah, he is.
In McKinney,
yeah,
also season ticket holder for the first time this season, so having a great time, huh?
Absolutely.
All right, pause it here. So the question marks over people's heads who are watching this game, who just generally watch Ranger baseball and don't know anything about
Reiner's
the ticket.
Reiner's dead.
Can't pick it up, and here they introduce Mike Reiner, and he refers to you as Reiner, and Reiner's dead. Yeah, Reiner is dead. I mean, what is going on with people who have no idea what's happening,
mm-mm,
who you are, anything? And here they hear their favorite baseball announcer make a move on you. I mean,
will there be a more surrealistic two batters of Ranger baseball this year?
No. At least you got to throw it to Noxie, though. I didn't. That's awesome.
You were so excited to do so as well.
Oh, I was.
And we're trying to spread some awareness for Nelson Cruz up here.
All right, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a school teacher in McKinney.
Can you believe that, Reiner? A school teacher? Oh, Reiner's dead. But
yeah, he is.
In McKinney, also season ticket holder for the first time this season, so having a great time, huh?
Absolutely. The dynasty's starting this year. The Rangers are off to a great start. Wish them the best of luck.
All right, appreciate it, and continue to have fun. Back to Mike Reiner. Say hello to my little buddy Corby, okay, Mike?
He's around here somewhere,
well,
Jimmy.
I got to find him.
Want to know the count on Lance Berkman? Next pitch is outside, 2-0.
So there goes Noxie looking for you.
So let me ask you, Tom, where does Berkman rate among the present-day hitters to you?
I think he's still an elite hitter. He got off to a slow start this year, but I think he's still a force in the lineup.
Runners at second and first. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, hit foul. Right side. That's going to make the club level over there.
I thought Berkman was like 30 or 31. He's 33, not that that's old.
You know, I was just thinking about that the other day. This is a guy that's been around far longer than you think.
Yeah, he has. He has.
Are you hungry?
2-1 to count. Next pitch is swung on and hit just foul by about a foot.
You called like 100 foul balls so far.
I know.
A lot of foul balls. Jason Grilley getting loose out in the bullpen.
Grilley, who gave up a big home run in his first appearance as a Ranger.
Oh, really?
Maybe going to try it again here.
So Josh is just sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not really doing anything.
Hey, he turned it over to me.
Wow. All right, go ahead.
Pitch count is getting up there. 2-2 the count. He's ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and that has popped up right side. Sotolamaki and Davis over for it, but that hits the top of the Rangers dugout out of play.
Damn it.
That's a big hitter for Matt because he's probably going to be his last hitter. We'd love to see him get five innings in. He's had good velocity today. He's thrown the ball pretty well. Been on the disabled list. And you'd love to see him get Berkman right here, leave in a 3-3 game. Rangers have a chance to score next game, maybe get him a win.
Pitch count is 83. You know the Rangers want a little bit more out of these guys, but for a guy just off the DL, that probably will be just about it. Here's the next pitch, just off the outside corner again.
That was a big changeup right there. Berkman thought about it, swung at it earlier in the game, but this time he laid off it.
His next pitch is so ballsy.
Not a strike, but a tempting pitch.
3-2 the count. Runners go, but when swings and misses and strikes out.
Throwing the same pitch. He was tempted the first time, and he couldn't run off
nice
the second
call
time.
There.
The great Gray Wolf brings it to a close with a strikeout. Mike Weiner, our very special guest. Thank you, buddy.
Enjoyed it, man.
I'm not leaving.
On the hard line, on the ticket.
That was great, dude.
Good job.
That was awesome. And you know what?
What?
Did you realize that you started doing radio, and did you scale it back? It sounded like
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, I did. I did. Somewhere in the Lance Berkman at bat, I realized I was talking too much and that people could actually see this.
Yeah, he came back in the press box and he was so mortified.
I was doing radio. I can't believe this.
Were you nervous at all?
Yes, I was nervous.
Were you really?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I was scared, but it was awesome.
But you got to do everything. You got to hang out in there, BS with him, do play-by-play, throw it to Noxie.
Yes.
Which is great.
And I mean, call it third out, swinging strike.
Yes. I cannot ask for more. I would not ask for more.
You're living the dream,
man. You know
what,
Mike? You have called Ranger baseball.
Awesome.
What a great day.
It I mean, a great day.
That's unbelievable.
You know he's going to be out there again tonight, just kind of lurking around the booth.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Josh, Tom, it's me.
Remember me?
Hi.
I'm Mike. There's going to be none of that. I'm not going out there again all year.
Whatever.
Because of that.
Good job.
Thank you. All right, 5:50, we have funny Norm audio here.
Yeah, Norm had a guest on, and oh boy.
Don't be scared, represent your cat.